Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So thank you so much for joining us today. We would love if you'd love leave a review down below. Those five-star reviews really do help us a lot. But before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout-out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Can't say enough great things about the people up in oh, gosh, where are they? I know it's a suburb of Minneapolis. I'm going to have to look that up before the next podcast. But great customer service, so easy to set up and break down. It is, we own three of them. That's probably I've had a lot of people come and try to sponsor this podcast, but I only do sponsors that I truly believe in. And I believe in Dr. Dish. I also believe in teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is my baby. It is what allows all these podcasts to go out and stay free and to all of you. So, several ways you can help us out by leaving a review, but also by checking out teachhoops.com. Right now we have a quarterly, three-month subscription that will, not be around forever, but we're trying some new things out. So come over and check it out and have a great day. Welcome to the world. It feels like we're in a movie right now, Jake, doesn't it?
It really does.
I swear to God, there's times it's like, I'll take my late afternoon nap and it's like, I should like just be getting home from work kind of thing. And it's like, cause I'm staying up late and it's like, oh my goodness.
Not for me though. My kids are in a full routine. I got my daughter who's six now. Being able to give my son a bath, change his diaper. I
mean, oh, you're good.
I know. I work out every day. I do yoga. I weightlift 4 days a week, and then I do yoga 3 days a week. So I'm just in a mad routine. And thank goodness for Bluetooth speakers and audiobooks, man, because I am just flying through audiobooks all the time.
Oh, they're really good. I know. I have three credits. I have three credits sitting in my Audible right now. I gotta go get some new ones.
Yeah, for sure.
Time you get this up. I already have the course up. I was talking to Jake about it. I can't find my notes. I basically broke the off-season workout into three. Oh, here it is. Off-season workout into three things: players, coach, and team. So I have three different courses. One is like, how is the player dealing with this off-season? Skill work, film work, mindfulness, notebook, becoming better, all that. And I did that with coaches. I did it with teams. Unbelievable. Very proud of it. That's what happens when you have a quarantine. It's very good.
I'm just finishing up a course right now of Google Classroom, which you can be able to create a warehouse to be able to navigate with players, coaches, and team throughout that whole thing. So,
and you were asking about that. Google Classroom. You don't have to have a school email to do Google Classroom. You don't.
Only if you're the administrator. So like if you're the person that is leading it, you have to have a Google account. But like,
but you don't have to have a school one. Someone had told me that you had to have a school one, like a .K12, .W, whatever.
No,
you don't. True. No, you do not have to Google if you're going to run it. You're right. So that's right. That's the second thing. And then, so what's the topic today?
As we continue to talk, we're trying to keep everything as current as we can, because there's really not much we can do. So I know me and Steve, when we talk about topics and stuff, we try to be relevant, but also to see what's the best topics right now for you that you can be able to utilize. And I came up with this topic this week, and is like, the hiring process for 2020 right now, in regards to hiring, you know, whether you're looking to hire a coach yourself as being a head coach at a high school program, or looking to get that next desirable job, high school job, because you know, a lot of coaches are always looking to better themselves or go to a different place. And right now, it seems, I've been looking from a Wisconsin standpoint, it just seems like everything's kind of on a halt right now.
Are you applying anywhere? Are you looking?
No, I'm just trying to see.
Verona job's open. You and I could coach against each other. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, they got a brand new high school. There's some nice possibilities there. But I like to see what's happening, what's the current trend, just for even our podcast of what's the current trend, what's happening. In the state of Wisconsin, nothing has been really posted since the last couple of days. They've been the same posts over and over, the same positions. Normally, at this point in the year already, you have about 40 to 50 different postings already. And I'm well aware of other postings that have been posted. So it just seems like right now everybody's on a halt. What I think is going to happen is that once this kind of sinks in, there's going to be a mad rush of hiring for coaches. And, you know, I don't know how.
So I think so. So for anybody that's listening to this, I'm not sure if it's former wannabe high school coaches or high school coaches that listen to this. Who knows? It's all over the world that listens to it. But I think this. So again, once every 100 years, this is a world pandemic happens. Last time people were literally getting ready to go off. World War I was happening. So this is not a normal occurrence. So I think if someone that's looking for a job, you have to start thinking outside the box. You really do. I think in a normal situation, I wouldn't tell you to work back channels. I don't necessarily would tell you to call people. I wouldn't necessarily tell you to, but I think this is a point where you got to call, contact. You got to use every channel you can to put your face out in front of people that are doing the hiring. Because sometimes you can be a nuisance and they'll be like, why is this guy emailing me 3 times? I think this is a different world. I know I look at my inbox differently than I did 3 weeks ago, because I'm having students email me all the time, which is great. I want them to, because it's one of the ways that we can connect. I think you have to have all the stuff. You have to have all your portfolio is even more important than it was probably 3 weeks ago. Like, you better have everything spelled out, because they might not be able to sit you in a room, do an interview with you. They might have to do a Zoom like this.
I would say that that's what it's going to end up being.
Right. So how do you, you got to make yourself stand out. Like,
yeah. And also think about what questions they're going to ask. They're going to ask questions about what's going on right now.
Hey everybody, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to me and the interviews and all that. If you do like these, we've been putting them on for 3 or 4 years. If you like them, we would ask you to subscribe and leave a review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, or just send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Steve@ttubes.com. When you're there, maybe come over and check out ttubes.com for coaches who want to get better. Videos, audio, community, one-on-one calls, office hours. I just got off a call with a ttubes.com member. We broke some film down for him. So go over and check that out, and we really appreciate that. And if you have time, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig. Those are other podcasts under the Coach Market media conglomerate, I will call it. So go over and check those out. Let's head back to the podcast.
Right. How are you going to handle the summer? How are you going
to,
yeah.
So I think that you also have to think about what you're stepping into. What makes you the most qualified based on this situation? How well are you with technology? How well are you communicating with others? You know, do you have a plan in place? I think that people are not just going to look for people with experience. They're going to be looking for people that have a set plan of a 3 to 4 year plan of how they're going to get this program from point A to Point B. They need somebody. Right. They're really looking for people like that. They're not just looking for somebody with experience, because I'm going to be honest with you, everybody's got experience. It's going to be what your vision and what you can do in this current situation that I think is going to
be real. There might not be a basketball season. I think there will be. But let's be real. That's a possibility. If I would have told you this was going to happen 6 months ago, you would have figured out what psychiatric ward can we put Steve in? Like, if I'd have told you that this was going to happen, you just said, are you crazy? I don't know if the fall season is going to happen. I definitely don't think the spring season is going to happen. I don't know if the winter season is going to happen. Maybe the bug, you know, changes. Maybe, who knows what can happen. So I think all of those things are possibilities. So I think you're right. I think your outline and what you're going to do in your portfolio and how you're going to go about it tackling it is more important than it was. I've lost very few interviews that I've actually sat across from somebody and had an interview. I've lost very few jobs because I have a lot of energy. I can convey my love and my, you know, the things that I want to do. You'll lose that in this. When you do it online, when you do it via Zoom, there's a human touch. I know when I got the job at Memorial, I was just finishing up my grad school stuff at Dartmouth, and the principal that hired me wanted me to do it on a call like this. And I said, no, I'm flying home. I wanted the job. I said, I'm flying home, because I wanted to sit in that room and convey what my plan was for my class and to maybe be the coach, eventually be the head coach. I wanted to convey that in person. So that's where I think all those other things are really important for people that are applying for jobs right now.
Yeah. So like, you, even if you need to think outside the box and do like a video recording of a slideshow.
Yes.
I think that is.
Or even show, here's the workout. Here's the workouts I would do for the kid. Here's how I would set up the Google Classroom for them. Here's how I would interact with them. You know, shoot, if you follow me on TikTok, I started TikTok to connect with my classes. I literally started it the week of I knew it was that something was coming down. I literally started it. And I've been doing one or two a day. I do my life lessons on there. I do some funny stuff. And I do that because they're on there. I'm trying to connect with them. So they see it and they see me and that I'm still here and they can laugh at Coach Collins trying to dance and whatever. I don't care.
I also think it's about how you're going to stand out, because I think in the digital world, we're all kind of look the same with when it looks just something that's on a document.
Yeah.
I think whether it's your video, whether it's a slideshow, your presentation, how you do things is going to stand out. I literally could see somebody designing something and really standing out and even getting video testimonials from other players that have been coached by you, or all those different things.
Really, well, I think it's also getting rid of the noise. Like, there's a lot of noise in the world we live in. I think one of my life lessons yesterday was unplug, go for a walk, hear the bird. It's okay. You know, it's the same thing. It's like all this noise. Well, I'm telling you, the person that's going to hire you for the job, especially at the high school level, feels like their head is going to explode right now. I'm telling you, because they're worried about sports being canceled. They're worried about all this stuff. They're worried about online. All that stuff is way down the pecking order for them. They're worried about, like, how is the school going to function? How's the community going to function? And my coach is going to get paid, all that kind of stuff. So I think that's a big issue moving forward. And who knows, the hiring might not happen to June or July. The summer might be over by the time they get to the hiring. So how are you going to come into that interview and say, you didn't have a summer to get them ready? Maybe you're going to get hired in September and have to take the team over like I did. I got hired.
That might happen for a lot of people.
Right.
Even that's at that standpoint, because I feel like once information comes out, there's going to be just a huge plethora of postings all at once.
Right.
It isn't going to be this a little job, two or three posts of this day, two or three posts of that day. It's going to be, all right, here's the verdict. This is what's going to happen. And there's going to be a mad rush. And it's about then determining what are the right jobs for you, because you can't apply for everything.
Yep.
So that'll be another thing, is how selective will you be? Because they're all of them, in my opinion, are going to be posted at the same time. And you're going to have to make decisions.
Well, I bet in our state, it'll be like a big like pop. You know, they'll all just drop at the same time. It's like, holy crap. So this is where you got to work your coaching friends' angles and figure out which ones are going to, because you know which ones are going to open. I'm not quitting, so mine will not be open unless I get fired. Jeremy's listening. Let me know if I'm getting fired. All right. Do we have a full-time out?
Fully prepared for full-time out. So now these haven't happened. Let's see here. What's one, if you could describe your typical open gym, what would it look like?
You mean open gym where they're just playing?
Yeah.
Short, because I can't handle it, because it's horrible. The amount of open gyms I've had is the opposite of what's happening with COVID-19. You know how COVID-19's going up? It'd be like the other side of the curve, hopefully, that we're coming down is my number of open gyms. I can't handle it. I'm worried about people getting hurt. There's no D being played. It's like, go to the park if you want to do this. They play three hard games and then they're done. I'm sounding like an old fart, but it's true. It's true.
You know, it's
they don't get anything out of it. No one gets any out of it. The good players
Can I ask a shy question into that then? Because like I was been reading this book. It's about a girl soccer player named Carly Lloyd, and she talked about how when she was younger, her ability to be able to play with friends just in freestyle open games really helped her develop and see the floor. Do you think that really happens in the game of basketball?
Do I think that playing with friends helps you see the floor?
Like free play and just allowing yourself.
Oh, I think the free play is awesome. I just can't. I think it's great for them. I think it's great for team bonding. I think it's all that. Don't have any false sense that they're getting any better. Like, I mean, they might be getting in shape. They're having fun. Some kids, I mean, the percentage that are getting better is pretty small.
I always, when I was coaching high school, the cool thing was that our gym, our weight room was right next to the, in the actual gym. So it was on like a stage complex. So I was either working out while they were playing basketball.
Right. I'm usually doing work. I'm working on teachers. You're right.
Doing something because if you're going to watch and try to evaluate open gym, you're gonna take the fun out of it. You need to just allow your kids to have the fun with it and just be thankful that they're in the gym.
Have a realistic expectation. And I'm always doing something. If I don't have anything to do, then I'm just I should actually just run around the gym while they're doing it. That'd be actually
I've done like inventory. I mean literally everything. Like I just need to do something or I'll make myself go crazy.
Right, because you're going, they're not setting screens. And it's like, well, no.
Oh my God, what are they running right now?
It's June 18th and they're just
Why the heck
playing.
Is my 6'5 guy bringing up the ball? This is stupid. Why is the 5'10 guy setting a ball screen for the 6'8 guy? This is stupid. This is ridiculous. You know?
That is true, though.
They're just dumb high school kids. But in a sense, it's really about those high school kids having fun with the game and so forth. And it goes above of X's O's when it comes to open gym.
It is. Hey, before I forget, everyone stop the car, stop the treadmill, subscribe, and leave a review. We love the reviews. I read every one of them. Jake reads every one of them. So go leave a review. Doesn't cost you a cent. It's not like joining ttroops.com, which you should do, but it's free. It doesn't cost anything, and it really does mean a lot to us, and it means a lot to – we'd like this to grow as big as Coach Unplugged as far as downloads go, and it's not. So, obviously, we've niched down a little bit because it's talking about high school basketball, which I get, or niched down. But go subscribe. Most of you have probably subscribed already, but you can leave a review. Scroll down on iTunes. Leave a 5-star. If you're going to leave a 2-star, then skip over it and don't do it. But
yeah, don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time. All right. Till next week. See ya.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed. Also, if you're thinking of taking your, you know, maybe you've had a 500 season. Maybe you just got done with your season. Maybe you're starting your season. Let me help you take your team to the next level. I've been there. I've experienced it. Trust me, I can help you take it to the next level. We'll get on a call, and we'll get it all figured out. I'll make sure you subscribe and like. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.